Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. What is government? What is politics? We'll be talking about two women who are making a difference on the North Coast via politics. And my guests today are Lisa Clement. She is a fourth-generation Astorian. She and her husband, Gordon, own Clemente's Restaurant in downtown Astoria. And she has just announced that she is running as a candidate for County Commissioner District 3 for Peter Hudla's seat. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Donna.
Glad you're here in the studio. And in the second half of the program, we'll be talking with Cindy Price. She is a KMUN programmer and project director of Stand Up Stories, which is in kind of a TED Talk format. It's happening at the Astoria Event Center on Saturday, March 8th in the afternoon, and it just looks like it's going to be fantastic. And so Cindy will be with us in the second half of the program. Before I begin talking with Lisa Clement, though, I did a little research because we all have ideas about words and what their meanings are. And so I thought, okay, well, what is the root meaning of government? What is the root meaning of politics? So I want to read this before we begin speaking with her. A government is the system by which a state or community is governed. In Commonwealth English, a government more narrowly refers to the particular executive and control of a state at a given time, known in American English as an administration. In American English, government refers to the larger system by which any state is organized. Government of any kind currently affects every human activity in many important ways. So the government is not just them, and then we're us. And there has been, I think, a big kind of divide now. It's suddenly, oh, the government. Well, who is the government? So I want to read that sentence one more time. Government of any kind currently affects every human activity in many important ways. How we govern our days, how we govern our families, our work life. For this reason, political scientists generally argue that government should not be studied by itself, but should be studied along with anthropology, economics, history, philosophy, science, and sociology. And I agree with that. Now let's look at politics. Politics comes from the Greek word politikos, meaning of, for, or relating to citizens. It is the practice and theory of influencing other people on a civic or individual level. More narrowly, it refers to achieving and exercising positions of governance, organized control over a human community, particularly a state. A variety of methods are employed in politics, which include promoting one's own political views among people, negotiation with political subjects, making laws, and exercising force, including warfare against adversaries. Politics is exercised on a wide range of social levels, from clans and tribes of traditional societies through modern local governments, companies, and institutions up to sovereign states to the international level. A political system is a framework which defines acceptable political methods within a given society. History of political thought can be traced back to early antiquity with seminal works such as Plato's Republic, Aristotle's Politics, and the words of Confucius. So, government and politics, what are they? And Lisa Clement, let's hear a little bit about you and why you decided to throw your hat in the ring for county commissioner.
Well, before I get to the specifics of that, I believe your research is very poignant to me, particularly because of what I've recently decided to do. This is really the true definition of government that I feel we really need to get back to, a sense that I feel of responsibility to give back and govern my own life and be a voice for all of us. So thank you for that. As for why I decided to throw my hat in the ring, as you say, it's because really of my deep roots to this community and my last decade of living, working, and raising a family in our local community. I feel I could bring a really unique voice to the collective commission that comes from a historical understanding as well as an intellectual idea of the issues that currently face our community. So that is why I decided to do this.
And it's a daunting prospect. You know, I know people who would be so fabulous in politics, and yet they don't want to run. They're afraid. And part of it is because, of course, the media can crucify you if you say just one word that's the wrong thing or mm-hmm. a sentence that's taken out of context. And so it's a really brave act, I think, for someone to step forward and say, you know, I feel like I can make a difference in a positive way. I'm going to put myself out there.
I feel that every day in my work, in my family life, in my volunteer work, that I strive to make a difference, and I feel that I am a voice for the majority of our community anyway. So to have a more formal seat to me would just be ever so much more effective, and it was very daunting to me in the beginning when I was first approached. But after time, the people that I really care about truly sat down and spoke to me about this. And what I realized was that I do this work anyway. And I felt that if I am able to be in a collective commission, I'm able to have more of a profound impact.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, for those listeners who may not be familiar with you, Lisa, mm-hmm. your background, mm-hmm. The famous Tarabakia fishing family, could you just tell people a little bit about your background?
My family came here from Croatia, which was then Yugoslavia, before the town was established. They were all fishermen. They came with my grandmother and my grandfather's families. And we've been here ever since. The majority of my family are still commercial salmon gillnet fishermen. And I was born and raised here as well, on a fishing boat, and learned a lot about the land, the why it's important, why what we do to make a living, and how that fits in with our community. I left for 16 years and various educational goals, and completed those and moved back when I was going to have my children. So we opened the restaurant then 10 years ago, and I feel that every day I truly live as I the same way that I grew up, and I'm able to have a little bit of a different perspective in that I'm on the other side of things now, where I'm providing seafood and local fish to our community rather than being the person who is catching it. So I have two children, both in the elementary school. I volunteer a lot in the schools as much as I possibly can. And my husband is the evening chef at the restaurant. So it's a very, very much a family affair.
And I think that what's important, too, is there are many people who are raised in a particular community, and then maybe they get into politics. However, if you haven't traveled and you haven't left, mm-hmm. I really think that's also a really important component, because we don't know what we have in our community until we go and see how our other places functioning.
It's vital to my understanding of how amazing this community is. I knew that. I had a sense of that. My parents spoke about that. I've known my history here. I'm very rooted here. I feel that I have a historical pulse on the community. Yet, because I've left and come back, I have more intellect about it, and I'm able to more broadly understand.
And you're interacting with tourists and visitors and locals at a restaurant. You have all kinds of people coming in. So I'm sure you're hearing, which is great because you're out there kind of on the front, you know, hearing
information. I have in-depth conversations daily with local people, and it's almost daily that I'm involved with issues that concern them, back and forth, discussing. And I just realized when I was presented with this opportunity that I could really take those conversations I've had with people that don't have the ability to be in a role to make a difference, and actually take that and be a voice for those people.
And again, I want to say that I think it's a brave thing for anyone to really say, I'm going to go into politics, because we have this idea now in our culture, in our society, about what government is, oh, bad government, and what politicians are, oh, bad politicians. However, on a local, labels don't fit those labels. We have to look beyond labels, beyond Democrat, beyond Republican, beyond labels. And we have to say, okay, here we are all together. And I heard a a wonderful speaker. Chuck Sheketoff the other night was talking. He's with the Oregon Center for Public Policy, and he said that there are two kinds of people in the world. There are wits and there are yo-yos. Mm. And the wits are, we are in this together. Mm. We're in this together, wits. And the yo-yos are, you're on your own. Yep, on your own. So I think it's really an important thing that we do come together as a community, because that's how it really starts. I mean, locally, and then it moves up regionally, and then nationally, internationally, state, all of those things. And has Gordon said that he's going to do a little extra cooking at the restaurant, since you're going to be focusing on some things that you'll need some time for?
Yes, I feel I presented this to him after a while of really contemplating my own self, and until I had the feeling that this was something that I could actually feasibly do, I didn't present it to him. But once I did, I really told him that I just feel a huge responsibility to do this. So he, of course, said, "You're crazy," because that, if you know my husband, is something he would say. And then after about an hour or so, he called me and said, "You know, I really support you, and you do this every day anyway, and I think you could really make a difference."
Yeah, and a lot of it really, I mean, it's learning about all the issues, which takes time, and no one can know everything. And so there's an educational curve. It's a new journey. It's an exciting thing.
When you get back to your research and the definition of what you said, that's very much why I would do this. The stigma and the labels that are attached to it is really not me. So I agree with you completely, and that's definitely important.
Yeah, we're going to take back this definition of what politics and politicians are and government. And I really applaud you for putting yourself out there. And it's great that you have the support of the family. Your children will watch you as, you know, I mean, it's we do, I think, have a responsibility, because we pretend like government doesn't affect us and it's just out there. And I'm guilty of saying, that's out there. I don't have time to deal with that. However, it affects every single thing we do every day.
Every single day. And setting a good example for my children and my family is important to me. My brother told me, "You can't not do this." He's a fourth generation commercial fisherman. He was he just didn't have even contemplation. My mother said, "Your father would really want you to do this. This is important for our community. It's important for who we are, our family." So I do feel that it was courageous. However, when I really sit back and think about it, it again is something that I feel responsible to do, and that there are often people that would be amazing in this role that don't run or can't run. So I think that just the fact that I will make time for this is something that I foresee it being a good relationship.
Yes, it's a give back. I mean, truly, if you're involved in politics, it's a giving back thing. And again, it doesn't have to be politics, really. It's about the people. It's about the issues that are happening in the local community. And I think having a heart of service is so important. I do know that about you. And also being willing to listen to other people and being willing to work together in a team effort, because we must be wits and not yo-yos.
There's more and more growing. There's a growing sense of diversity in our community that even in the last 10 years, it has changed so much. And there are more and more diverse people that come from. There's, you know, the fourth generation people like me. There's people that, you know, come from all over the world to live here and stay here. And having a sense of those people's issues and how they work together is a challenge I definitely am looking forward to.
All right, onward with the challenge. Yes, onward, tilting at windmills here. And Lisa, I know we will have you on as to talk about issues. We'll have all the candidates on to talk about issues here at KMUN. And but for now, I just really wanted to focus on, you know, why you decided to do this, and really grateful. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Donna.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about two women making a difference, deciding to focus on politics on the North Coast here. We've been speaking with Lisa Clement, and she and her husband Gordon own Clemente's Restaurant in downtown Astoria. And now we're going to be talking with Cindy Price. Cindy is she's a KMUN programmer, and she's also the project director for Stand Up Stories, which we're going to hear about in just a minute. It's an event happening Saturday, March 8th. That's this Saturday in the afternoon. Really exciting. So, Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you. I'm really delighted to be here, particularly with Lisa today. You know, I ran for this office myself in 2006 against Richard Lee, who was chair of the Clatsop County Commission at the time. It was a very entrenched commission. Very, very different from today. I lost by a couple of handfuls of votes. It was an extraordinary experience, and I'm really, the hardest part is running, you know, because the main thing I learned is there's no shallow end to the pool. Once you're in, you're in. It's all deep. You're just dog paddling the whole time. So congratulations to you for doing that, and good luck.
All right. So, Cindy, before we talk, though, about stand-up stories, which is kind of like a TED format, and we'll talk about what that means, too, let's introduce listeners who aren't familiar with you, with your background and how you came to be here on the North Coast and your background and why you chose to be involved in politics, which we are saying is a good thing and not a bad thing.
It is a good thing. I actually came to politics through policy. I was a defense and foreign policy analyst for many years. I moved to Astoria from Los Angeles in 1996, and I was able to maintain a remote relationship with a big issues for a few years, but by about 2004, I just found myself a little too far out of the loop to really continue. So that was sort of the end of my big policy years. And, full disclosure, my husband is Josh Marquis, and who's the district attorney of Clatsop County, and, the DA's wife, where you're going to be involved in politics to a certain extent. I got to the Clatsop County Democrats, who are sponsoring this event this weekend, the long way around, very much like Betsy Johnson, who I like very much. But she started out as Republican, so did I. I became an independent for a while. I was here for many years. And actually, it was around 2006 or 7 when I ran for Clatsop County Commission. And I ran as an independent, so I could not have any help from the Democratic Party. But afterwards, they became very involved, particularly through the help of Larry Taylor, who just really knows how to run a race in local politics. And local politics, I hadn't cared anything about local politics because it's very hard to get involved in Los Angeles in local politics, and I was thinking globally. But I have since come to have a very deep appreciation for the fact that county commissioners, even PCPs and soil and water district people who also have to run for election, this is the farm team for senators, for presidents, for everything else. We have to care, and so few people do, which is empirically proved by the fact that in off-year elections, you get 30% turnout for people who in 10 years could be your senator. It's big time. We have to care about these things. And looking at the difference in the Clatsop County Commission from 2006 to 2010, when Peter Hoodla came on, or whenever it was, 2008, after Richard Lee was dismissed. You just look at how things are running here in the county. It makes a tremendous difference who is running things. And so that's how I came to be involved in politics and here locally.
And you sound like you're optimistic, actually. It sounds like, you know, a lot of people are so discouraged. And so, but I see optimism in Lisa Clement. I see optimism in you.
Yes, of course. This community is so involved, so many people. We have thousands of volunteers. This place would fall apart without the volunteers who do things both politically and creatively and everything in between. And the purpose of this event coming up is to talk about some issues through narrative storytelling, which I think public radio listeners, people who love This American Life, I mean, how much have you learned by listening to the stories that get told on shows like that that make you go, wow, I never knew that. And then you go to Google and you find out something else, and then maybe you get interested and get involved. That's what we're trying to do here, because we hope to motivate some people to get more involved, to really, really see on a very personal level through narrative storytelling what a difference one person can make, and in creating what I would call a graceful environment, which is how we live, where we live. And remembering the dancer Alice Abrams quote that grace glides on blistered feet. And that's the work that we all put into our communities, and however we do it.
Absolutely. And what I love about stand-up stories is, and we'll talk about who's going to be there, is it's, even though the Democrats are sponsoring, it's beyond labels. This is a free civic engagement for everyone, and whoever puts it on, whether it's, you know, the Libertarians or the Republicans or the Democrats, it doesn't matter, because the speakers could be Republicans and Democrats. We don't know what the speakers are, what their political affiliation is, and it doesn't matter, because they're talking about issues. So do you want to talk a little bit about what's happening, how you got this idea for stand-up stories, and TED Talks? If you're not familiar with TED Talks, you can Google TED Talks.
It's the speech of your life in 15 minutes or less, basically.
Yeah.
And to talk about an issue or to enlighten, illuminate about something through storytelling rather than just...
And short storytelling, like 10, 20 minutes, something like that.
15 minutes or less. All of these talks are 15 minutes or less. And all of the speakers have just been really wonderful in thinking very carefully about how they can hone their story into that time. So Betsy Johnson will come, and obviously Betsy is a Democrat. She will come and introduce, but
everyone she's beloved loves by Betsy. Everyone. She's
Otherwise, we don't know. I mean, we didn't pick people based on whether they were a Democrat or not, but based on, can they tell a great story about an issue of importance to this community in 15 minutes or less? And it's a very broad range of issues, from marriage equality to the right to organize to immigrant rights, to mental health crisis, fishing on the Columbia River, our state forestry, which is, people may or may not know about the revenue sharing plan that the governor has proposed that would give us a tremendous hit here in Clatsop County if that came about. And then Rex Zeke is our sort of Beyonce ending to really rouse us. I don't know what he's going to talk about, but I'm sure it'll be fabulous.
It's always great.
And so that's what we have. And I'm also very proud that we have Colleen Works. She's the 2011 Oregon Teacher of the Year. We wanted to talk about education. Who could we get? Well, so Colleen is from Corvallis. She's the assistant principal at Corvallis High School, and she also teaches civics and government. So she has a real clear understanding of how leaders are grown through education, and that they need to understand how what they do in the world is political, and you learn that through teaching civics. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's you have an exciting lineup, and so it starts at the Astoria Event Center in downtown Astoria.
Yeah,
starts at 2:00.
Speakers, Betsy Johnson is going to start promptly at 2:00 because we do have a lineup of 10 speakers, and while they will be short and fabulous, we don't want this to drag on. We want people's attention, and we want people to come. And while they may be interested in hearing, for instance, Sean Doyle, who's this absolutely fearless, young in my terms, medics EMT. He just recently organized medics into the Steelworkers Union. Maybe that's all they're interested in, but it's going to be short and so interesting that we want them to stay and listen to Margaret Fremeth's talk, I Do, Do You, to hear about why marriage equality is important to her. And so on. So speakers promptly at 2:00, doors will open at 1:15. We'll have a few organizations
and there's
with
no
some
charge
tables.
For this?
No charge, very free, very ecumenical. We want everyone to come. It is not a fundraiser. You won't be hit up. You're not going to be hit over the head with Democrats. Although I'm sure there'll be a lot in the audience because County's a kind of a blue county. But
I hope there'll be a lot of people of all different persuasions because, again, we've got to think beyond labels. And
yeah.
The TED Talks it's just a brilliant format.
Right.
I mean, 15 really terrific minutes so I would encourage everyone to go to this. And how can people find out more about the lineup of speakers or is there a website or how to get more information?
KlatzepDemocrats.org is has all of the information.
Right.
There's also been there'll be a piece in Coast Weekend, and there was one in the Daily
Astorian
yesterday.
Yesterday, right.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't matter, again, who sponsors this, because it's about these issues you're talking about, such as fishing and having the Teacher of the Year. What a great idea.
Really great idea. I know that there's a lot of teachers out there who would love to come and hear the Teacher of the Year without having to go to Portland, some big event there. And then there'll be a little after event at Fort George Brewery upstairs where we can talk more, because there's no Q&A here. These are just bam, entertaining speeches, and then off. You're right, Donna. This I would love to see. I said earlier maybe Astoria Visual Arts, but this would be a great thing for KMUN to take on, is to have a stand-up stories event every year and have this sort of thing. I think it is a great opportunity to be creative, to show that you can engage in the world. It doesn't all have to be completely serious. It can be very creative.
And very fun and
very
funny.
Fun.
And again, I think engagement is what we're looking at versus
right.
apathy. And I think our young people are beginning to realize that. And so hopefully, and they are more engaged than ever before. Mm-hmm. And we must be.
Right. Absolutely. It's essential. Otherwise, what happens? I mean, anything that you're... Yelling at the TV doesn't work. Yelling at the radio doesn't work. You really just have to get out and yell at someone who has some power and engage with them that way. That's just the only way to do it.
Right. Okay, so you can make a difference, and whatever label don't think labels. Whatever your ideas about the world are, or politics, or government, it's maybe time for us to have Zen beginner's mind, open our minds, and say, hey, let's go and let's listen to some stories, and let's see what's happening that's going to expand us in better ways. And for the highest good of all, I always think the Three Musketeers had it right. One for all and all for one. let's do it that way. So, Cindy Price, any last thing you want to say?
Just thank you very much for having me here today. Good luck to Lisa Clement. I encourage all, March 11th is the filing deadline for county offices, state offices. There's a whole list of them. If you go to the Clatsop County website, you can find a whole list of them there. And I encourage people to run. Healthy tension makes for a democratic society. So this idea of teamwork is important. It's important to be able to collaborate with people and compromise. But healthy tension, debate, having different ideas, let's bring them to the table. Let's see what wins.
Absolutely. That's great. And Lisa, any last thing you'd like to say?
I'm thrilled to have the show that you do and that I've been able to be on today to talk to you about what is important in our community and why it's important and for people to get involved. And I'm thrilled to hear from Cindy about the stand-up stories. I think it's an amazing event, again, for everyone, possibly even children and families, depending on which talk you would choose. So I'm thrilled to hear all about that as well. Thank
all
you,
right.
Donna.
Saturday. Yes, this Saturday at the Astoria Event Center. All right. Well, thanks to both of you. Thank you so much for engineering today, Kathleen Morgane, and a shout out to Terry Wilson. Hope you feel better today, Terry. We miss you. We love you. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. with gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focus on those good things, and that will expand them, and focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.